Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I assist?
Hi, Jasmine. I'm calling today because I was interested in the home care agency, and I just wanted to learn a little more about it.
Okay. Is the services for yourself or someone you know?
This is for myself.
Okay. What county do you reside in?
I live in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. What kind of health insurances do you have?
I have Aetna, Dual, HMO, S&P.
Do you have Medicaid?
I do have Medicaid.
Okay, because Medicaid is the only program right now that's covering it. What I could do is check to see if you have the eligibility codes to submit the referral. If you were interested in finding out if you're eligible for home care, would you like to know?
Sure.
Okay. Are you seeking to hire a friend, family, or trusted loved one?
Yes, trusted loved one, family.
What's your first and last name, ma'am?
My name is Claudette Boyd.
Claudette, please spell your name for accuracy.
My spelling is C-L-A-U-D-E-T-T-E. My last name is B-O-Y-D.
B as in boy or D as in David?
B as in boy.
O-Y-D as in David or as boy?
D as in David.
Got it. Date of birth?
April 28, 1964.
And your home address?
1650 Wakeling Street.
1650.
Yes, Wakeling Street. W-A-K-E-L-I-N-G.
Philadelphia, PA zip code?
19124.
Got it. And is this a good number to reach you, the one on my call ID, or would you like to list a secondary number?
This is a good number.
Okay. Let me just check your eligibility codes. Please hold. Claudette, you have Medicaid, but it's inactive. So let's get you the help that you need to get your Medicaid up and running again, okay?
Hold on, what'd you say?
I say you have Medicaid, but it's inactive, meaning you lost it at some point. Either you didn't recertify, either you missed a phone call, either you're missing documentations, either they couldn't verify your income. It could be a number of things.
I took care of all of that. This is why the system be getting on my nerves, too. I definitely took care of all of that. I did the recertification, all of the documents in the world.
When?
I dropped it off. It was some months ago, several months ago. It was still warm out when I took care of all of that.
Then it shouldn't be showing. It's showing inactive.
It should not be showing that. You are correct.
Yeah, you're right. All right. So what I'm going to do, I'm gonna direct you towards the right place. I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to do so we can further assist you and get you onto services and get your Medicaid up and running, okay? I just need you to grab some stuff to write with, a notebook, notepad, somewhere where you could reference back to it because you will need this information. I also need the name and number to the caregiver that you are planning on assigning so we could reach out to them and send them the hiring application because it's a process. Now, who's this person you're going to be assigning?
It's going to be my youngest daughter, Alisa.
Daughter. One second. Let me put daughter. And how do you spell her first name?
A-L-I-S-A.
And the last name?
Thomas. T-H-O-M-A-S.
And a good number to reach, Miss Thomas.
Hold on. Let me look in here.
Are you going to be assigning anyone else? Are you going to assign a backup aide, another child? Okay.
No.
And she's over the age of 18?
Yes, she is.
Are there any minors in your home?
Nope, I live alone.
Okay.
Her number is 267-340-5552.
All right. Now just let me know when you're ready to write down this information because I'm going to help you get the ball. So you're going to write Medicaid broker number. Medicaid broker number.
Hold on. I only got one eye, so I've got to take my time. Right, Medicaid broker?
Take your number.
Medicaid broker number. Okay.
It's 877.
877.
550.
550.
4227.
4227.
I want you to write down Medicaid ID number.
Medicaid ID number. Hold on, Medicaid.
Your Medicaid ID number 66.
ID number. Hang on. 66.
Mm-hmm. So it's 66010.
Is it 660107378?
660107378, correct.
660107378.
660107378.
Got it. That's the number I had all this time.
Good, because mm-hmm. you're going to need that. You're always going to need to reference back to that. So I want you to call the broker, but I'm going to have someone assist you through this, okay? You shouldn't be doing everything by yourself. We're going to let them know, hey, I'm in need of home care services. My Medicaid is shown inactive. I need to know how do I reactivate my Medicaid because I am applying for for home care. Give me 1 second. I want to see who's available to take this call to further assist you along. And your daughter's number, can you reconfirm that for me? I got a 267-340-5522.
5552.
So it's 3 5s. Let me take that out.
3 5.
Got it. All right, let me see who's available so I can transfer this call to someone that can further you along in the process. 1 second. And get this ball rolling for you today.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'm going to be probably transferring you to Miss Abigail, okay? So just give me 1 second, see if she's available for you.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to transfer you to Miss Abigail. Please hold.